Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For you.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Bill Brandt is our guest. That's right, I know Bill's back. You're excited about that. We're coming up on his 14th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the president, CEO of Development Specialists, Inc. He's a global businessman solving problems all over the world for corporations and governments as well alike. And he's also a pretty darn good political operative. And we're going to get his ideas on some of those things as he visits with us today. Bill Brandt, thanks again for being here. Good job.
Good morning, Jim. I'm glad you're here. Pleasure to be back with you and your listeners.
Yeah, and Bill, I know you want to talk about a couple of things, and I want to talk about Iowa, but I think I want to do that in the next segment. I want to talk about, I know you've got Social Security on your mind too, right?
Yeah, I do.
Tell us what's bugging you about that.
It's not so much what's bugging me, Jim. I just think that below the radar, towards the end of the month of November, right around Thanksgiving, there was a budget deal crafted that I think would affect many of your listeners. And they've all been hearing about the fact that Social Security, which I think, given what many of your listeners do, Social Security is an elemental aspect of their thinking on what they're going to do to fund their retirement.
No question.
And as well, there's been some issues with the Social Security Disability Fund as well, where the folks who, worked all hard their life and at 55 or 60 throw their back out or need something that they can't work the way they did and they want to apply for disability benefits. There were all kinds of questions. Some of this relates to the Social Security Fund itself. Some of this relates to sequestration, which is a word that I know your listeners have heard for the last several years that constrained the budgets. And what I just want to bring to your attention as we were discussing it is the budget deal that Obama and the new Speaker Ryan cut quietly right around Thanksgiving. And I don't think they meant to put it below the radar. I just think with everything else going on, the elections, Thanksgiving, the holidays, people were surprised to see they cut a deal.
Yeah, exactly.
But that deal basically removes sequestration, which means that budgeting can go back to a normal standard sort of fashion. And with respect to Social Security, back in 1994, a deal was cut for 20 years to keep Social Security and the related Social Security Disability Fund solvent. Mm-hmm. And that deal was basically expiring and it was, offering catastrophic issues. Mm-hmm. There was still some fight in the House over it. And I'm pleased to report that, I think for most people, a deal was struck and Social Security and the Disability Fund were worked out with respect to solvency for the near term. For the near term, I mean the next 10 to 12 years. And as well, the government that the sequestration issues for not only Social Security, but for the small business people out of commerce and the rest of it who've had a hard time.
There was some good stuff there.
Well, they couldn't respond to a lot of the applications. There was no overtime being granted. The sequestration across the board was cutting into budget time. That's all over. Now, the full effect of that hasn't been seen and won't be seen by your listeners for probably a couple of months because once sequestration was over and a budget deal was done, it now moves to the appropriations side of both the House and Congress, and they're working on it. But I would expect that refreshingly in the next couple of months, both the SBA loan applications, if your listeners are looking for those given their business, Social Security applications, and other things will be moving a bit quicker and more freely. And they'll be staffing up.
Speaking of Social Security, though, the trust fund is empty, isn't it?
It's not empty,
hasn't Congress the political class, both sides of the aisle, haven't they raided the trust fund and stuck a stupid IOU in there, which we're going to have to pay back?
Well, I think they've stuck a bunch of IOUs in a bunch of places in the budget.
Both parties.
Yeah. As you and I know, there is no trust fund. I mean, it is, there is this illusion of a trust fund, but basically it's paid out of general revenue, even though there's a dedicated line item for Social Security and at least something due. But I'm one of those people, I know you and I would differ about this, who is not as worried about Social Security in the future. Now, I constantly tell people it's the no dog food plan.
Mm-hmm.
And by that I mean it was never meant to be a retirement fund. It,
right.
For your listeners, it,
it
should not take the place of planning. And you know, it is basically to make sure there's an absolute safety net so that people can get by on a minimum basis and not have to eat dog food.
Do you think there will ever – can you see any kind of a revolution out there in the future where the young people say, I don't want to pay for the old folks anymore? You see that happening? Is that a danger?
I see a lot of people stand up and say that should be happening. But, you know, I see – Jimmy, you and I have discussed this. I see that in every suburb with respect to schools.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the population begins to aid in the, age and the school bond issue comes up,
mm-hmm.
the old people don't want to pay for the schools, and the young people come in and are at
mm-hmm.
odds with it. That generational sort of you know juxtaposition will always be there
one
and
quick,
will always be resolved.
One last quick point. Section 179, permanent extensions of the 179 direct expensing and R&D, that was another good thing that came out of that negotiation for small businesses. And that's permanent now, not just year to year. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.